Reverend Broman, great to have you here.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shadrach. I'm Tessa's brother. I came in from Nigeria yesterday, and thankfully, I'm here this morning to worship with everyone. I just quickly want to share something with all of us. I live in Nigeria. I work in Nigeria. My family is there, my wife and three kids. My testimony really is that, you know, I come from a culture where there's a lot of need, lack, want, poverty and such. And so many of us define our blessings in terms of material things. I'm sorry if my accent is making, I don't know if you can understand me or, okay. You know, so many of us define our blessings in terms of material things. How much money I got a promotion at work and all of that. Now, I don't have a problem with any of that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But I'm just saying that somehow, when you define God in terms of material blessings, you will get to the point where you forget that the entire point of your relationship with God is not a material blessing. That what Christ died to achieve for us is not something temporal here and now. So I'm just saying that while I have a lot to be grateful for this year, my wife put to bed in June. We had a boy, and he's healthy, he's fine. That's a lot to be grateful for. Just 2 days or so ago, I got a promotion at work. So that's something to be grateful for. I mean, I have a lot of these healings and such, a lot. But I'm going to have to say that my greatest blessing this year has been that in a world that is constantly changing, I have found that the salvation that I have received through Christ has been constant, consistent, and transcends anything that happens to me. That has been my greatest blessing. At every point of my life this year, I have felt the Spirit of God guiding and directing and instructing me and giving me clarity on decisions to take, what to do, where to go next, and everything else. You know, we're becoming more and more, maybe you can tell me more about this, we're becoming more and more a people that have no need for God. We figured it all out. Science and technology gives you everything you need to do and know. God is a joke. But I've found more and more that as the world drifts away from God, my confidence, my faith, my trust, my hope has remained constant. And I'd like to encourage you this morning. You may lose your health. You may lose your wealth. You may lose your youth. You may lose everything that you have on earth. But there is that one blessing that you can never ever lose, which is that through Christ Jesus, you have salvation, you have peace with God, you have hope for eternity. That is the greatest blessing that a human being can have. And my testimony is that I have felt the consistency of God and his guidance and direction throughout my life this year. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Great one to end on. Thank you, Shadrach.